Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
On TUE.
An extraordinary motion picture.
Movies with Dale Cinder.
The critics described it as brilliant.
Here he is. G'day, Dale.
Morning, George.
Hello, Dale.
G'day, Paulie.
Now, this first one today is called The Gunman, but we're not talking about a Western. This is Sean Penn and a modern movie.
Yeah. Look, it's got an interesting cast there, but it starts off back in 2006 in the Republic of Congo. Obviously, it's a very tumultuous town. There's a lot of mining going on with a lot of mining interests there. And Sean Penn, along with a group of other ex-mercenaries, are doing a bit of security. But part of their job is to do an assassination of the mining minister of the Congo because he is about to make an announcement that will affect some of these interested parties that have mining interests there. So once this happens, he's forced to leave the country, pulls the trigger, kills the guy, has to flee the country, leaving his girlfriend behind, who works for one of the mining companies. And then the film picks up in present time. He's back in the Congo working for some charitable organizations, doing security, and a couple of guys march in and try to assassinate him. It becomes pretty obvious that something tied to that original job back in 2006 has set off these assassins that want to get rid of the group that were involved in that particular...
Is Javier Bardem one of the assassins? Because he's a fabulous villain.
Yeah, look, he is. He is involved in the beginning. You're not quite sure how so. He's actually part of the story. Once he heads to London to meet up with one of the bosses there, he ends up going down to Barcelona and meets up with Javier Bardem, who's now married to his ex-girlfriend. So that sort of complicates things. You've also got Idris Elba there, who's a terrific actor. He has this sort of a throwaway role working for CIA or Interpol or someone. Ray Winston, who's one of the best Cockneys out.
Oh, he's a fantastic actor.
He's a terrific actor. Yeah. Also doesn't have too much to do in this. This is a real mess of a film.
I thought you were going to go in that direction. We were talking about this. We have a very early breakfast here at the George and Paul Show, and we were talking about this movie, and I thought, you know, this is not... I don't think this is looking good.
Yeah, hoping you weren't going to go... I was hoping you were going to say it was fabulous.
Yeah, look, it's directed by a guy, Pierre Morel, who was responsible for Taken and also for The Transporter, and it has that feel to it. Imagine... instead of Sean Penn, who is actually not only the star, he's one of the co-writers and the producer, you can imagine Jason Statham, a real B-grade actor in this, as it just sort of flaps along. I tell you what, Sean Penn in this film is so buffed up, it looks like he could do a couple of rounds with, any world-class
Is he still
boxer.
Jittery? He's got this sort of style of acting where he's always jittery, doing, moving things, putting the coffee cup down, picking it up, putting it down.
Oh, look, it's not only jittery, he always looks like he's a tormented soul about 5 seconds away from crying.
Yeah, yeah. Do you look like that?
Oh, very much so.
I'd be bloody jittery too after what you told us who's after him.
Look, this is a very violent film. It's got quite a lot of violence, so it's MA, so be warned. But I found it pretty much like watching any of those European trashy type films.
What a shame.
So when you walked out of the theatre, you didn't find it a satisfying experience?
No, I found it a forgettable experience.
All right,
what's your score?
What's your score?
Paulie, I'll give it a 4.
4 out of 10.
Really? Yeah. God, I was looking forward to going to the movies
Look, if you go, Paulie, I'll be looking forward to what you have to say about it next week.
Oh, no, well, I won't be.
You're on your own there, Sonny. The Age of Adeline.
One aimed a little bit more of a sensitive crowd, particularly the female crowd. It's a bit of a fable type of a story and beautifully done. Blake Lively, who was a gorgeous actress, probably best known for Gossip Girl, and also currently at the moment she's just given birth not that long ago with her husband, Ryan Reynolds, so she's making a lot of news. At the turn of the century, she's a 29-year-old. She's off travelling up north.
Which century, mate?
She's in the 20th century, so it's just after the turn of 1900.
Yeah.
She's 29 years old, and she has this accident whereby the car she's driving in this freak snowfall falls into a river. She gets icy cold and then struck by lightning, which sounds very fanciful, but just go with me here, fellas.
Right.
And it stunts her growth. She stops aging. It puts her aging process into suspended animation.
This is a touch like Vanilla Sky and all those, which I like, by the way.
So not long after that, you know, she continues on with her life, probably not realising she's not aging. She gets married, has a kid. Her husband, unfortunately, passes away, but the daughter's still there. And it becomes very apparent. She goes out with a daughter. She's looking as, you know, same age.
This is a fantasy we'd all love.
It is definitely a fantasy film. Yeah. Around the 60s, she's caught up a little bit in the House of Un-American Activities by when they're just looking for communists everywhere, and they see the fact that she has changed the name a couple of times, basically to stay under the radar. And she finds out that, they're after her possibly because they can't find any indication of where she was born. So she basically just gives up any sort of romance. She just becomes a bit of a loner, apart from the fact that she has a daughter.
So she's nearly 100 now, and she still looks about 25.
She still looks gorgeous. But most of the film is set in present day. You've got the other part, you know, as you sort of get reveals of where she's up to in life.
Who's the bloke that's going to come in and have a romance with somebody who looks about 25 and she's 100?
Oh, yeah. This is in the guise of Michael Hussman, who's an actor from Game of Thrones and TV Nashville. He's a philanthropist. He's good-looking. He's got everything going for him. So she thinks that this might be the person to give up her secret to. Now, the film goes along quite amiably. As I said, it's a beautifully photographed film. It's just gorgeous to look at. But about an hour into it, it has a bit of a twist where she goes home to his parents' place, who happens to be Harrison Ford, and he finds out that...
So Harrison's going to be the father-in-law.
Yes, but Harrison Ford was someone who back about 60-odd years ago met her and had a fling and never forgotten her.
Hang on a minute, how old's Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford's in his 70s here.
Okay.
Probably back in the 60s or something when he was a young little tacker before he became a doctor. And he sort of credited her with why he sort of succeeded in life. Yeah. So he's always been...
Can you imagine that meeting? How come you haven't aged?
Well, he looks at her and thinks, my God, is that... And then she basically tells the cover story that that's my mother.
Oh, yeah.
I see Alan Burstyn's
here. I'm sorry, but I'm getting sucked in here. This is...
It's really a sweet film. Look, if Chris wants to see a nice film, I'd take her off the stairs. Paulie, Ellen Burstyn in present day plays Blake Lively's daughter.
Well, the last time I saw her, she was with Al Pacino in Sea of Love. That was 20 years ago.
Ah, well, she pops up every now and then in the film. She looks so lively. And Kathy Baker is Harrison Ford's wife.
Now, don't give the ending away at all here, because we might go and see this. So, did you like it?
Look, I did. I came away liking it. I thought it muddled around, as I said, quite amiably for the first hour. But once it hits that point where Harrison Ford comes into it, it really adds this other big oomph to it.
And so is this the father and the son competing for the same woman?
No, they're not competing. Harrison Ford just wants answers because, as I said, he's been obsessed with this woman.
Oh, that's a bit dry.
No, it's got a very sweet ending, and I thought it tied itself up beautifully.
All right. It's what is The Age of Adeline.
The Age of Adeline. It's playing pretty general release, as is The Gunman.
All right. So what do you rate Age of Adeline?
Look, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I'd classify it as a bit of a fantasy film because, obviously, the element of not aging.
Just a bit of fantasy.
Would us blokey blokes find it interesting or what? Or would we be chomping at the bit to get out of there?
Or jealous of Harrison?
Look, I think you'll do yourself a favour if you both take your lovely other half.
Oh, you're talking brownie
points,
you'll
get some points, and you'll quite happily... Look, I thought Harrison Ford lately has been putting in some good performances. He's really... come along.
I can't wait to see him in the new Star Wars.
Yeah. Botox.
Look, I'm desperately not wanting to see the trailer. I don't want to be spoiled about it, but seeing him in a photo with Chewbacca, I thought, he doesn't even look like
he looks great.
Aged that much.
Hey,
he looks terrific.
Ellen Barkin, not Ellen Burstyn, was in Sea of Love. Is what one of our...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's Ellen Barkin. Yeah. Of course she is.
All right. So thank you very much for that, Dar.
Good on you, fellas.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
The Gunman, 4 out of 10. The Age of Adeline, 8 out of 10.